Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I think it's that time to dive into a trending report. This little list came out this morning. It's kind of funny. It makes you feel kind of old. 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were still together, you guys.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
they were spotted flying coach in France with their 40 kids.
They announced their
tribe. Their tribe. They announced their divorce about a year later, but that was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Best was becoming the go-to way to end an email. There was this big push to end all your emails with just best. That was stupid. Stupid
so
trend.
Stupid.
So stupid. Kim Kardashian rented out the Staples Center for Kanye's 38th birthday.
Oh, they were still together.
Those crazy kids. And then this one's for you, Katie. You probably remember this. Pizza Hut announced their Hot Dog Bites pizza was coming to the United States. It had hot dogs baked into the crust and came with a side of mustard.
Oh, God.
It was a limited time thing about 10 years ago.
That doesn't sound
I don't
too
remember
bad
that.
To me.
Sounds
I don't,
like a corn dog, right?
Yeah,
I don't
corn
think
dog.
That sounds good to me.
I'd eat
try it.
I'd eat it.
I don't think so.
This story was popping over the weekend. A mom in the UK was all Twitter-pated, all upset. So she got onto her little version of Nextdoor and started complaining because she took her child to go see Lilo and Stitch. And there was an adult man in there at the movie by himself, munching on snacks and watching the movie. She posted it and asking if it was unreasonable to find this odd.
What?
A single dude eating snacks, watching Lilo and Stitch by himself. Overwhelmingly, about 95% of people said,
get over
shut
it.
Up.
Exactly.
What?
That movie,
shut up.
The first one came out in 2002. So even if that man was one when it came out, he's
right.
still 23. Like, he, that's his.
Or even if he was 10 when it came
age.
Out.
That's his age. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
If he was the guy, you could be a 10-year-old
exactly.
kid.
You can just be a Disney kid, you know?
Yes.
And just, or a Disney adult. And
I want to go in there and watch this movie, and I don't want to take any kids with me. I want to
I know, that's
focus.
The best way to do it.
That's
so you can't,
so
you and I can get interrupted. So anyway.
She's just mad he gets to eat his popcorn without any interruption.
That's UK. Version of a busybody Karen right there, I think.
Karen.
Karen.
It's a Karen.
Knock
Karen.
It off.
It's fine, darling.
Stop it.
It's fine, darling.
Stop
it's
it.
Fine, darling. David Beckham is going to be knighted as part
Sir
of King
David.
Charles' upcoming birthday honors. They're going to knight
Sir David Beckham.
Oh.
A guy who has a higher voice than I think he should have.
I know. It's funny when he talks, you're like, oh.
Yeah, he's like this good-looking, tatted sports player. And he's like, I can't wait to be knighted. It's going to be one of the biggest honors of my life. I do love soccer. Happy birthday, King Charles. Don't cut my ear with the sword.
Why did I think he was already a knight, though?
I don't know.
I just thought he was
Sir
already.
Sir David Beckham. Sir David Attenborough, maybe.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
Yeah.
Different.
Huh.
Different David.
Boy, this is sad news. Considering the price of eggs, a salmonella outbreak has been linked to a recall of almost 2 million eggs now.
Jeez.
Made
that.
About 80 people sick across 7 states right now. So anyway, you can look up which eggs are the ones being recalled. But, ugh. Another black eye for eggs.
It is. Well, not as, Colorado isn't one of those states, and I'm wondering if our new rules that we implemented at the beginning of the year
could
is
be.
A reason for that, which I'm like, wait a minute. Way to go, Colorado.
High five.
You know, those eggs have been $7 a carton ever since, but you know what?
They're back down, though.
Go.
They're back down. I think they're like
back
three
down, like
something.
Five, yeah, three, four,
yeah,
sometimes
yeah, yeah.
five, depending
so anyway,
on
just be
go.
Aware, I guess, if you're traveling out of state this summer, that, you know, if you're staying at a relative's house, Ask them where their eggs came from. And then did you see this runaway pet zebra named Ed
who was
in Tennessee? He escaped. He became an internet sensation because he was loose for over a week. They captured Ed, and the video is really great. They used a helicopter to airlift the zebra and return him back to his owner. So Ed was spotted along the interstate, forcing road closures and stuff as people were pulling over and filming the zebra being floated through the air.
Floated in the net. Like, totally reminded me of Madagascar when they try and get out. Like, oh gosh.
You just wish you could be so funny
in
that zebra's head. Like, yeah. He's either going, wee, or he's going, oh my God.
I was this close to getting out.
My stripes are going to fall off. Please put me down. Please, for the love of God. Oh, anyway, it's a great video floating around this morning if you want to check that out. Katie, ton of local stuff going on.
There is. Yeah, we're going to start it out with this just awful news that happened over the weekend along I-25. The wrong way driver, I'm sure you've seen it on the news. Oof. A person driving over 30 miles the wrong way on I-25 from Meade all the way down to the 20th Street exit. There's video floating around on social media that shows the vehicle traveling the wrong way on the interstate. And a lot of the news stations are playing it and then stopping it right before the moment of impact, because there is a video of it, and it is just like
shocking.
How did this happen for 30 miles?
Oh, I know.
How did nobody get this person over after 30 miles?
And apparently they tried to stop them in Meade. Like, there's reports that they tried to stop them when it first started, and they took off, ran from the cop. The cop stopped the chase because they were worried about the public safety. And so then they're trying to alert officers down the interstate and let them know they're coming. That's all I know so far, but you know more is going to be coming out about this story, because you're absolutely right. To travel that long, along the wrong way on the interstate, yeah. It's just shocking. And again, I believe four people are still in the hospital over this. One person died.
The
and
crash was horrific.
Tragic.
I mean, the video aside, if you see the pictures this morning,
yeah,
you're wondering how could anyone survive that? It was just turned to confetti, those cars.
Oh, it's horrible. Was the driver of the wrong way car the one that has passed away?
Okay. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, they had to have been on something.
Just very, very sad.
Terrific, man.
So, yeah, again, and more information will come out on that one. How about this? Have you guys gotten the texts from the DMV?
I have. Yes.
Oh,
I got over the weekend.
Gosh. OMG. Well,
so you have no idea where it's going to send you.
Yeah.
And what information it's going to put on your phone or
yeah.
spyware.
Like that or take from
malware.
You. Yeah.
Or,
I do not like that.
Don't. So. Click it.
But yeah, it's funny. Like, we all got it, like, almost at the same time on Friday. It was like, Katie's like, oh, another one of these. And I was like,
Should I click it
at the same time. Don't click on that stuff. I'm talking about you, my mother-in-law.
Well, and again, they're just saturating the marketplace. They're hoping one out of these, however many they sent out, clicks on it. That's all it takes.
You know people
just
will.
That one.
You know they
just
will.
Just that one. Let's talk about this. Another accident over the weekend. This one happened on Colfax. So when officers arrived on the scene, they found an SUV that had crashed. And the person inside was unresponsive. So the officer climbed in the vehicle to turn it off. And then that person was jolted awake and tried to flee the scene of the accident with the officer still in the vehicle.
Hey, buddy.
They didn't realize the cop was in there
with them.
That's
a taser situation right there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, actually, the cops were able to perform that pit maneuver to where they could stop the vehicle right there on Colfax, and that suspect was taken into custody. Thankfully, nobody was injured in this story. But how insane. That poor cop was probably like, whoa.
Hey.
My seatbelt's not on.
Hey.
But, yeah, that
another what was that
crazy
guy's deal?
Story.
Like,
I know.
What's going on in that situation?
My gosh.
I just take a quick nap here because I'm stoned out of my mind.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind
of gotta
what
run.
It looked like the way that it all worked out. But again, thankfully, nobody in that situation got hurt. How about this one? Colorado Hall of Fame moving. So moving from Red Rocks to the Convention
Center.
The Music
Center. Hall of Fame. Right?
Yeah, the Music Hall of Fame. So the hall was founded in 2011 by a concert promoter. Started out in the torn down First Bank Center.
Hmm.
I don't know if you knew that. And then in 2014 is when it moved to Red Rocks and then moving to the Convention Center, just more of the city's efforts to revitalize the downtown area.
I was watching the video on this. Did I just go through puberty? I was watching the video on this, and it looks like a really neat little display that they have set up.
Well, have you seen the one that was at Red Rocks?
Yes.
I was kind of bummed that they're moving. I liked it there. I mean, I get there's, you know, probably additives or, you know, they added stuff to the Denver or Colorado Convention Center one, but that makes me sad. I liked it when it was in Red Rocks.
And the Convention Center now is in partnership with Belco Theater because they also have their little Hall of Fame music area. Yeah, yeah. So the two will now kind of complement each other. But I did. You're right. I did like seeing it out in Red Rocks because just with that, the Red Rocks.
It's, well, you're at one of the most famous, areas in Colorado.
Historic, right? Yeah. Because you're just surrounded by history already. And so it's like, yeah, I bet this music sounds good around these rocks. But I'm excited. I think the whole downtown push. I mean, I told you guys on Milk Market this week. Have you been there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. It is insane. It's like a whole interactive, an alley that you walk down and you can turn these cranks that then put music out into the world. The ceilings are amazing with like fish floating. The food is also very good.
Where was this at? Downtown
Milk
Littleton?
Market.
Yeah,
no,
Denver
no.
Milk
so this
Market.
Is downtown Denver.
Oh.
So it's like, what? Is that got to be like 19th and Blake?
What were you doing
area?
There?
So we were going to the shops in downtown Littleton and the parking that my friend has parking downtown. Her in-laws live there.
Oh.
So we went there, parked, and I'd never been to Milk Market. And she was like, hey, you want to go? You want to go check it out? And it is just fascinating.
That's
so
neat.
I could literally spend all day downtown just looking at the new things
that
they've
those
added.
Wheels.
Cranking those wheels. That was a lot of fun. And just, they've really added some nice touches down there. Another
Did they
change,
have any like food trucks with milk that you could actually get or was
no
I don't know if not, there's
there was no actual
I'm
milk
I'm sure they had milk because the there was donuts
okay
there was
I feel
donuts.
Like there with a name like that there should be some sort of milk food truck where you can get big tall glasses of various milk.
Let me get some 1% please. Thank
yeah,
you.
Like
goat, some almond,
milk.
Any kind of milk.
Yeah. No.
Cereal milk.
We can make that happen on Milk Street or wherever you were.
Milk Market.
Milk Market.
You need to come down there with me. You would love it.
You
like,
know,
you
I
would
don't
absolutely
pass.
Love it. Like, even again, the food. It's
no, I'd only go
those,
down for the milk, Katie.
It's another one of those like cafeteria setups, right? Where they have a bunch of different restaurants set up in one area.
Okay.
And you get to kind of take your pick of what you
like
want to
Like an indoor
eat.
Food court type
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I had a donut and a burger and some tachos.
Wow.
So good.
The amount of sodium in you this morning
it was
is insane.
Like, I'm very bloated. I'm very
so
bloated.
Much sodium over here. Cross from me today.
But we're talking about those changes downtown even more because they're dropping the mall again, this time on the shuttle service on 16th Street. So it's no longer called 16th Street Free Mall Ride, just 16th Street Free Ride.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
more people are going to use it.
I'm so confused.
It is still free, though, so that's the good news. It'll get you around that 16th Street area.
You still have to sanitize your entire body after you ride in it.
I mean, yeah.
Set your hands on fire to get all the germs off.
Yeah, that's just public transit.
But hey, great new name.
That's just what you gotta do.
Check for needles.
Part of it, you know. But
burn your clothes when you get home.
One more way that they are revitalizing that downtown area.
Beautiful. If we could just get somebody in there with some handy wipes or something.
Some Clorox.
Wipe the seats down and those poles.
Sanitizer on every block, right? You just want to get
something.
Sanitizer.
You feel like when you touch those poles in those buses.
I'd rather fly to the front when they stop.
You feel like, you know, you need to be in the hospital or something for a few days afterwards.
Jeez. So gross.
So gross.
I was down there and I wanted so badly to go yell in those blocks that we talked about, you know, where you go and you scream and then it just creates, again, more just motion and music and whatnot. It was like 10 o'clock at night and we opted to go get ice cream. I also had ice cream. We opted to go get ice cream instead of go yell at those big blocks because it was like, well, it's 10 o'clock
Where'd
at night.
You get the ice cream?
Bonnie Bray.
Bonnie Bray. Oh, yeah. Bonnie Bray's good.
Oh, my gosh. Cheesecake and cherry.
One.
It was phenomenal, just so you know. Again, very bloated this morning.
I want to see your blood test results the next time you go in for a physical.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to see those. I don't know why you do.
I just want to see where your various levels are.
We're just coasting. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I can still push it, and I'm just going to keep pushing it until it's
now,
like...
Now, does heart disease run in your family?
I don't think so. I'm just waiting for my toes to start tingling. Like, all right, now we cut it. Now this is where we stop. We can't have gout.
Katie, just really curious to see where your cholesterol levels are.
I eat a lot of salads in between. I want you to know. Like, I have fun with donuts and ice cream.
There ain't enough salads in this state for you to eat.
There's a lot of green stuff.
You exercise a lot.
I do.
Good.
I exercise a lot. But I make sure I get my vitamins and I drink a lot of water.
Sure.
You know?
Good for you. Just curious.
Just
next
wondering.
Time you do it, bring them in.
Just wondering.
Just want to see where you're sitting. All right, Katie Kat, that's good stuff.